It's a pretty amazing organization, founded in 1971 to develop theater for, by, and about Hawaii's people. That's the mission at Kumukahua. This unique organization nearly closed in 2010 for lack of funding. They experienced some tough years, but with a great amount of help and leadership from their new managing director, Donna Blanchard, who's been there about 4.5 years now, they're springing back to life with wider outreach, a new board, and more business partners. Local audiences, actors, and writers have a lot to be happy about with Kumukahua. Here's a little of the writer's perspective. Maybe you've read her touching or hilarious column in the paper. Maybe you've seen her plays. Well, writer Lee Cataluna got a call from Harry Wong, artistic director of Kumukahua Theater, a few months ago, asking if she had any more plays lying around.
It was an opportunity to do something at Kumu. Of course I was going to make it happen.
Why is it an opportunity to work over there?
Because it's fun. It's just fun. I've met some of my best friends in the world there.
Cataluna took her first playwriting class at Kumukahua in the 90s and has written a dozen plays since, usually some of the most endearing and gut-busting productions Kumu does. Flowers of Hawaii, Folks You Meet in Longs, plays about local life that get us laughing at ourselves and feeling a little closer to each other.
You know, if your idea of a play is our town, and that's what you think plays are, you think plays are not too fun or not too relatable to your life. And then you go to Kumukahua and you go, oh my gosh, theater involves like me and people I know too.
What?
A word that can mean so much, especially when used by pigeon gorilla Lee Tonouchi, who's written 4 plays already for Kumukahua. So Lee, your new play is up for casting next weekend. How are you feeling?
Pretty much the thing is always stressful, because, you know, it's like, you don't know. I remember my very first play for audition. Only had one 12-year-old boy went show up for audition. I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? No more nobody. We only get this boy, and then no more even any roles for one 12-year-old boy.
Tonouchi's praying for a good turnout this time because, like many plays at Kumukahua, this is a premiere, the first time out for this work of art.
Because Kumukahua is a playwright's theater, so they treat the playwrights pretty good, huh?
You guys are the high-paid ones, right?
Don't let word get around, but everybody's going to be all jay, bro.
Kumukahua runs playwriting workshops every summer, and they have a playwriting contest with cash prizes. Tonouchi's new play, better say it right or he gets irritated. Uchi in Aloha means love for Okinawa. The play was triggered when Tonouchi realized the Okinawan language is falling away, and the daily exposure to Okinawan music and culture he had growing up is pretty much gone in Hawaii.
You know, I think it's kind of mind-blowing.
Writer Lee Cataluna.
The shows are reliably good. They take risks to do that and to continue that. I mean, I just think it's really brave and important and cool.
Tomorrow, Kumukahua runs a free audition workshop. Auditions are next Saturday for Uchi in Aloha. Cataluna's new work will close the 2016-17 season. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.